Yo, today's QOD is, you don't love to be loved. You love because you love. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Leo Buscaglia back on the show today. And this is a listener request from my main man, Ben Azadi, over at KetoCamp.com. And I think Ben wanted me to play this because of what Leo says maybe halfway through the clip about the 10%. You know, the 10% who are the loudest. The tyranny of the minority, I like to call it, where we have this little small group of people that are literally running everybody else. And everybody else thinks and feels different than those 10%. But due to fear of being canceled and called out or unfollowed or unfriended by the 10%, we will put ourselves in boxes. We will put tape over our mouths. We will not express ourselves because of 10%. Like, think about that for a second. In what society does 10% like run everything? It's kind of crazy how that works. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to, number one, keep on loving. But number two is to stand up, to speak out, to say what's really on your mind, to not be so afraid of offending people. Like, it's impossible to not offend someone. If we go around our entire lives trying to not offend someone, you're going to be a really vanilla person and no one's going to hear you anyway. So speak up, stand out, say what's on your mind, because when you're doing that, you're really being yourself. You're being who you are. And so don't let that 10%, that little group of people, keep you from being who you really are. Leo Buscaglia, coming up.
You know, one of the things that always bothers me is the fact that people believe that the only way that you can be a lover is to be Felice Leonardo Buscaglia, and to wave your hands in the air and to sweat and to get excited and to hug everybody. That's utter nonsense. Everybody in this room has their way of showing love, and I have an enormous amount of respect for every way. You know, just saying to somebody, what beautiful eyes you have, is a form of saying, I love you. And there are many ways of expressing love. I'm all for expressing it. You know, I once had a beautiful teacher that said to me a statement that I have never quite forgotten. He said, to know and not yet to do is not to know. And you know, so many of us go around saying that we're lovers, but I don't see enough action. I don't see it happening. And when it does happen, so many of us are shocked that somebody should take a moment to say to us, you are a kind-looking man. You are a gentle lady. I had a wonderful experience lately, a few months ago. I was in Texas, and I was traveling by car with a friend, and we were going to a lecture, and we stopped. We were hungry, and we saw a little place that was really a greasy spoon in the real sense of the word. But there were lots of people there, and you know, I don't know where we get the idea that truck drivers are gourmets, but every time we see a truck, we say, oh, that must be a good place because the truck drivers go there, you know, of all the nonsense. But nevertheless, we went in this place, and it was very crowded with people, and the odors coming out of the kitchen were something outrageous, and you know how I love to oink out. Just give me an odor of food, and Buscaglia's in good shape. And so there I am, and I opened up the menu, and I looked around to see what people were eating, and they had, this man across from me had two of the most gorgeous pork chops you ever saw. They were about an inch and a half thick and that big around. And I said, I'm going to order the pork chop. And my friend said, oh, you're going to die. You'll never survive eating pork in a place like, you know, that kind of thing. I said, oh, well, what the hell. And so I ordered the pork chop. They were incredible. I mean, you know, I've eaten in some of the most gourmet restaurants in the world, in France and Italy and Spain and New York, and I haven't tasted pork chops like that. And so I called the waitress over. Well, she was so unaccustomed to having anyone say something nice that she almost freaked. You know, she said, "Our pork chops?" I said, "Yes, they're incredible." And I said, "I would love to tell the chef." She said, "Oh, God." And so she took me back into this kitchen, you know, that was all smoke and grease. And this man had this hat on, and he was perspiring, and he was huge, and he had, you know, tattoos on his arms. And I walked in sort of meekly. I thought, maybe I came to the wrong place. And so I walked in there, and he turned around. She said, "This man has something to say to you, Joe." And he turned around like, "Go on." Yeah. And I said, "Those are the best pork chops I have ever eaten in my life. And I've eaten all over the world." And this incredible man was silent and stunned. And you know what he said? "Would you like another?" I mean, if that doesn't show you the ways and power of love, take a minute, write the note. Let people that are demonstrating love know that you appreciate it. It only takes a second. And what annoys me more than almost everything in the world is that 10% of the population who are the haters are controlling 90% of the lovers because they're speaking the loudest. They're intimidating us. They're keeping us off the streets. They're causing us to get bigger burglar alarms and build higher walls when 90% of us are good. Isn't that crazy? What are we going behind walls for? We're the ones that should be breaking down the walls and going out and helping that 10%. But the 10% are the ones that always speak the loudest. It's something to think about, and it's certainly a great responsibility. And always remember that to love the unlovable is the greatest virtue. To love me is easy because I'll love you back. To hug me is easy because you have nothing to worry about. No one's going to say, "Take your hands off of me." I'll never do that. I'll just come over and melt. But when you lift your arms to someone, you always run the risk of having somebody say, "Don't touch me." And that's okay too. You don't love to be loved. You love because you love. And you don't turn against that person because their attitudes are different from yours. You have great respect for all forms of love. And when you see it, you let people know that you respect it. So if you aren't a hugger, you can still be a lover. If you aren't demonstrative and dance in front of people, you can still be a lover. In your quiet little way, there are 1,000 ways of showing people that you love them. A touch at the right moment, listening to them, hearing them, looking in their eyeballs for a change instead of over their shoulders, caring about what they say. There isn't anyone in this audience that doesn't know what it means to be a lover, but to know what it means and not act on it is not yet to be a lover. You will be a lover when you walk out and risk. So, of course, there are thousands of ways, and being demonstrative is only one. I happen to be a hand-waving Italian, but, you know, if I were a cold little reticent one, I could still be very loving. It would just be another way of showing it.
That was Leo Buscaglia. His website is leobuscaglia.org. You can find today's clip on Leo's audio program called The Ultimate Leo Buscaglia Library, available at audible.com. All right, my friend, that is it for me. You have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you on Monday. I am out. Peace.